Hello and welcome to episode 23 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about the wheat toxin gliadin, mind-body techniques for celiacs, childhood type 1 diabetes, nerve ataxia, the new upgrades to our gluten-free forum, a response to a recent New York Times article, and delicious fruitcake for everyone. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and August 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. New proof that gliadin causes immune reaction, celiac or not. In the results of a study released just this month, scientists have proven that human white blood cells turn on immune defenses against gliadin, the toxic wheat protein, regardless of celiac disease or genetic background. They took samples from several test subjects, celiacs and non-celiacs, isolated white blood cells placed in petri dishes, put a bit of gliadin on each, and every white blood cell showed an immune reaction. The celiac blood cells showed more irritation to the gliadin. The results of this study indicate that further research should be aimed at identifying the mechanisms that control inflammation in healthy individuals. Mind-body techniques for celiacs. Can mind and body relaxation techniques help alleviate the symptoms of celiac disease? A team of researchers would like to find out. They're looking for subjects around Chicago, Illinois, over 18, diagnosed celiac within the past 4 weeks, and gluten-free for 2 weeks or less. They intend to measure the life impact of a gluten-free lifestyle. They're considering everyday potential crisis events like restaurant dining or eating at a friend's house. And the doctor leading the study says the purpose of this study is to determine whether participation in one of two mind-body courses can help patients cope with a restricted diet. Type 1 diabetic children should get tested. In a presentation at the recent Gastro 2009 conference in London, a team of scientists revealed that in their extensive tests of children with type 1 diabetes, the presence of antibodies fighting transglutaminase could mean that celiac disease may precede and even cause type 1 diabetes in children. They say that all type 1 diabetes children and their siblings should be routinely screened for celiac disease-related antibodies. Migraines, carpal tunnel, and psychosis in celiacs. A new study says that migraines, carpal tunnel, psychosis, and some movement disorders can all result from gluten sensitivity. The tie between nervous disorders and gastric disorder is a condition called nerve ataxia. They say that the prevalence of neurological manifestations in celiac disease is striking and must be considered more than accidental. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. The Gluten-Free Forum is relaunched. If you've never visited the gluten-free message boards before, or if you haven't seen it in a while, you're in for a treat. It has just been upgraded with a range of new features and a sleek new look. Now, it's easier than ever to join in the conversation and exchange tips and tricks for coping with everyday situations. If you don't have an account yet, it's highly recommended and absolutely free. This forum is the one place to go if you're looking to learn about celiac disease or report some of your own knowledge and experience. With more than 32,000 members and over 500,000 posts, you will certainly not feel like the only celiac out there. Response to New York Times article. The following is taken from a piece posted by Scott Adams regarding a recent New York Times article called Confirming a Diagnosis of Celiac Disease. The problem with current diagnosis criteria is that it takes a certain degree of damage to intestinal villi in order to get a formal diagnosis. So if you don't have enough intestinal damage, you can't get diagnosed. In addition, the villi damage is just one manifestation of gluten sensitivity. Many people develop serious health problems because they're allergic to wheat but show no villous atrophy. The reality of gluten sensitivity is that around 7 to 12% of the U.S. population tests positive for antibodies that mean their immune system is fighting off gliadin, the toxic wheat protein. Undiagnosed celiacs who don't show a flattening of the villi risk other gluten-sensitive complications like nerve damage or ataxia, liver problems, diabetes, or thyroid issues. In the past 10 years, the diagnostic criteria for celiac disease have been changed to include various degrees of villi damage. These are called the Marsh criteria. As a result, more people are being properly diagnosed. In the next 10 years, we predict that blood tests will completely replace biopsies because they're far more accurate. Once this happens, we'll finally reach a point where all those affected by gluten can be properly treated before their symptoms degenerate into dangerous conditions. Fruitcake. Don't be scared of this fruitcake. It doesn't need to cure or make a tiny brick that you have to give to your neighbor. It's full of great fresh ingredients and some dried or candied fruit that you pick out. Nothing scary, we promise. Here's an idea of the recipe. Use some butter or non-dairy alternative, granulated cane sugar, 6 eggs, a bit of light rum, some lime juice and zest, gluten-free vanilla extract, almond extract, and whatever dried fruit you'd like. For instance, try cherries, cranberries, raisins, sultanas, dates, figs, pineapple, or candied citrus peel. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Dust 2 9-inch round cake pans with GF flour. Cream the butter and sugar till fluffy. Beat in the eggs. Add rum, lime juice, extracts, zest, molasses. Stir in your dried fruit. In another bowl, whisk together your dried ingredients. The gluten-free flour, baking powder, spices and salt. Fold that into the wet batter just until integrated. Pour into your cake pans. Bake this for about 50 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Check to make sure the edges don't burn. Once done, you can brush the tops with a citrus liqueur or not, as you like. Cool on a wire rack and share with your friends for springtime celebrations. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Remember, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from celiac.com, thank you for listening.